John F. Kennedy Library President's Office Files. Presidential Recordings Collection. Tape 112, Reel 1. 2 minutes, 47 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The two excisions have been indicated. For additional information, see Recording Log Number 112.
Very little situated so exposed to now that a policeman could be wounded, or could be beaten up. A state trooper could be, let us say, shot at, a rock thrown in his car, and one of them get hurt, and then this is in the spin of the story, and it's going to be well, we both lack response, have to make of it. This well, we must do something. Now, we make sure that we say that the presence of troops, maybe patrolling at night with these other people, if they got to stay there, would certainly ensure that Negroes are treated better and not brutalized in their own homes and in their persons. We do believe that you might find a way clear to let us feel that we are not counted all day long and night long with sheep to the slaughter. I think this would do more at this moment. For the Negro community and anything else that we commit.
If the Negroes have lost confidence, they don't have confidence, it's a bad. Now, all of them is not good, but I think it's some good ones.
Yes, it's
some good black people in the community. But with 40% of the community, Negro, not a single Negro policeman, so everything that happens with the police, Negro is suspicious of. Even if it's right.
What did they say about putting the Negro? What did they say about putting Negroes on the police force? Would you be willing to do that?
I think they will, Mr. President.
What they said was represented yesterday was that we have to wait, that the Negroes are going to have to wait at least 30 days until this place is quiet and down. We're not going to be pushed. I guess, so Mr. President, 30 days is too long.
Well, I know that's what all we have in today. President King has said before, they don't do anything, they don't push, they push the city time. Well,
Mr. President, and I said two other things. I think that voter registration is a thing that we think the federal government has enough material here to get at. Yesterday, the TV showed a long line of white citizens voted, which we like, but it showed the people, the registrar, coming outside in discussion up and down the line with Negro. I have been denied. I still have to make the appeal. And one other thing.
We have a superintendent there, Birmingham, against the Board of
Registrars. I wanted to say something about this.
For the registration by name of over
2,000. I think our audience was on the table. Also, Mr. President, I don't know how it can be done, but if I think maybe if some pressure could be brought on the mayor with reference to even the city policemen, they are just about as bad as the state troopers, but of course when the state troopers come in, it gives them a little more courage. And they
have been very good at both the police.
Oh, good.
They're
just as bad. They're about to be bad as the state troopers. I can give you a concrete example. I live near Mr. Scholl's home. And just the other night, they stopped with two of the Tommy guns. They got out of the car right in front of my residence. And I went out to inquire as to what was the trouble, officer. Is anything wrong out here? And he said, it's none of your damn business. You better get back in the house. I said, well, what? It is my business because it's happening here in front of where I live. And he said, well, it's out here in the street. I said, but I still live here. And they had their guns all ready for action and that kind of a thing. They just don't have any respect for anybody. And then one of the most pathetic things, I think, and one of the most touching things, and I think this expresses the situation there, and it's the potential for an explosion there. Just this morning, possibly at 4:30, a lady called me and said, Reverend Ware, said, I see where you and others are going to Washington to talk to the president. And she was almost in tears, her voice was trembling, and seemed like she's frightened almost out of her wits. And she said, please, for my sake and for the sake of the people of Birmingham, tell the president to do something. See, I'm frightened to death here. I have six little children, and I don't know what to do. I'm afraid to send them to school. I'm afraid to keep them here at home. and we just don't know what to do. And she said, tell the president that if it's in any way possible to have somebody to at least guard the schools. This is just not an isolated situation there. It's all throughout the city. And the people are frightened, and they're even afraid to go to church at night, and some of them won't even go to church during the day services. The police are brutal. And I'm also hearing what we had inter-citizens committed, but I'm sure you received some of that information. And I think as of today, we have 45 documented cases, signed affidavits, where people have been brutally mistreated by the policemen and other officers, and there could be 100 more if they weren't afraid to sign the affidavit that we present to them. And such a thing with that, and the people are just frightened.
What about if the local police is there, the state police is there, what's the hope in Birmingham?
I think a martial law maybe would be the only hope right now.
Mr. Chairman, maybe
that's quite good point, but that would have meant
a long range hope.
The mayor, we had some hope that he would be a little different, but underneath, I don't think it's much better than what we had.
We could have him sit down and talk. Get him to the point where they talk with us. I believe we could work it out if we'd ever get to that.
Well, that makes it bad.
Well, that's a view help. I wonder if a statement from you or some way could help.
Maybe
opening up communication lines, more effective communication lines between the Negroes and the white officials.
Maybe the president could have a committee from the white side that you had up here.
Get them right there, that would be good. And Mr. President, I think another
list.
I still have faith in the vast possibilities of them.
I do too.
My faith has been some scrambled over, but I still have faith. There are many white people with good women, but they need help. I think the situation that we are presenting now is an emergency crisis type situation that needs temporary help. Troops cannot solve the problem in Birmingham, and we know that. This is only temporary. The problem with the mayor is he's a weak man, and he's the kind of moderator, as we would call him, I guess, who really doesn't understand the depths and dimensions of this social revolution that is
here. Does he sit down and get him?
I was about to suggest that I don't know if you could do this. It would certainly add great dimension. But if the Attorney General could come to a community like that and bring together the Negro community, the leaders of the Negro community, and the white political officials, it seems to me that this would mean a great deal in opening channels of communication.
Well, let me just say that we've been talking about this question of troops. We haven't any legal ground at this point, we don't think, but aside from the legal thing, we haven't felt that it was through the Oxford matter, where the troops are in a sense of defeat, because it finally means that we take over, and then everybody then just quits, and the white community just says, all right, the federal government have it, and everybody gets it. It doesn't really make them face it. But it may be that we're going to have to come to that, but I have been reluctant to do that beyond the troops we have there to federalize God. Now, as I say, that judgment may change, but up till now, that's been our reason. And troops, as
in, you can't get this, anything. I can't do very much. Congress can't do very much unless we keep the support of the white community throughout the country as a country. Once that goes, then we're pretty much really down to a racial struggle. So that I think we just got to tell the Negro community this is a very hard price that they have to pay to get this job done.
What about the
this isn't, now I put this
out.
Oh,
I'm sure we can kill them in front of the
negotiate before we went overseas in July, the 19th chance to accuse us of violating our. He said, everything we promised to do. We went to the lunch counter. I said, well, don't do the lunch counter, don't hire somebody, because we're still. So here we are. They did just that. They haven't. And so they came to the
table. And then hired the police or
the that's not, I'm talking about the store. It's not hired.
Yeah, but it's
not.
Thank you.
faith is for God only.
Why, right at this point now, I'm standing out.
him off the hook and relieve his guilt. That's all that's done. I think that. Well, I think that I completely agree. I think it's a good place to say that.